This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Dilemma, dilemma, dilemma. Do I talk about the burning bush or do I talk about the fig tree? For the life of me, I couldn't figure out how to weave the two together. So the fig tree it is. But aren't you glad you got to hear about the burning bush? Maybe it's supposed to be the other way around. There are so many things of intrigue that happens in Scripture that because of our time and distance from the story, we might not be really attuned to what might be happening and going on. When they're talking about insurrection, Pilate was rather famous for finding any excuse to go after the Jewish people. There are several stories noted by Josephus, the rather famous historian. But one of the things that Godspeed, who is one of the authors of the Interpreter's Bible, points out in this particular case, in the 13th chapter of Luke, the people of the insurrection were kind of getting really beat up by Pilate's strict enforcement. He didn't have much regard for the Jewish people in the first place, but when they tried to overthrow the government, he would not stand for it. There were lots of messianic pretenders, particularly in Galilee, and it is believed, by Godspeed at least, that that's the crowd of people that are coming to Jesus to complain. The reason they're coming is because they want to rile him up so that he finally becomes that military leader, takes charge, and leads a revolt against the Roman Empire. Jesus sees right through them and realizes he can turn this story around and they would be wise to truly hear it. So instead of talking about those whose blood Pilate had mingled at the sacrifice of Jerusalem, are talking about the ones that the Tower of Siloam fell, which was right by the Pool of Siloam, which has other places in Scripture, a place of healing. So he brings them a message of healing. It's a message of repentance. Turn and come back to home base is pretty much what the word repentance means. Look at what they have done. In his home area of Galilee, they have become so many messianic pretenders for the purpose of trying to undermine the Roman authority and hopefully lead an insurrection against Rome. Now, Galilee wasn't the only place this was happening, but particularly around a town that we would call Tiberias today. That was, if they had headlines in the newspaper every other week, to the point of people getting bored with it, there'd be another story about a messianic pretender trying to get people to rally around his cause against Rome. But Jesus had something even greater than Rome as a cause to overcome. It was all that that separates us from our true self, our true neighbor, and our true God. He called the people to repent. Come back to home base. They had taken the tradition way too far, even beyond the scriptural borders, and made it their sense of what their religion was about. Their concept of the Messiah promised in the Old Testament was that he would be a military leader, kicking the foreign occupiers out and restoring the nation of Israel. Independent and strong, kind of like it was back in the day of David. And oh, they loved David so. Time kind of helps us forget the foibles and the trials that even great leaders had to face. So he tells them the story of the fig tree. That for 3 years, the owner of the vineyard comes and looking for fruit on the fig tree. Now, if you're like me, figs are like cilantro. Either you really like them or you can't stand them. But they didn't have a whole lot of fruit choices in the Middle East. And this one was a tree that grew pretty easily, like it does in Texas. And not to get fruit from it that you could make spreads and enjoy the sweetness was something that it's a waste of space. Cut it down. So the owner of the vineyard tells the gardener that for 3 years he's been coming and there's still no fruit on this tree. It's about time we cut it down. And the gardener says, let's give it a chance. Well, year one gave it a chance, year two gave it a chance, year three gave it a chance. But the gardener says, let me cultivate around it, put fertilizer on it. And if next year it doesn't produce fruit, then I think you see the pattern that this is clearly going, and you can cut it down. So the message to the people who would listen was that we were called to repent. And although we might miss it the first time, the second time, the third time, the mercy of God is gracious, and we're given ample opportunity to finally latch on to that message of coming back to home base. What the prophets had always been telling the people of Samaria, Judea, and Galilee is that they need to give up their ways that had become so wrought with misled tradition that it was forgetting what made them a people in the first place. And Jesus is calling back to understand what they were supposed to be about. Be about the love your neighbor as yourself and your God with your whole heart, your whole strength, your whole person. So this story is told, a chance to come back to home base. For if you're not centered on something that is real and valuable and sustainable throughout the centuries, then you don't have much of a center whatsoever. I shouldn't have used the word center. With my accent, it sounds like S-I-N-N-E-R. No, I mean C-E-N-T-E-R. Or, if you're British, R-E. Finding that which is a center. And let that be the place from which you grow. Rather than taking some tradition that has grown up and become something it never was intended, but because it seems appealing, putting your whole trust in that particular point of view, you need to be tapped on the shoulder and say, no, come back to home base. Some of the people of Galilee actually heard Jesus' message. Some of the people of Judea actually heard it. And this is a time during Lent where we explore it too, so we can take advantage of that pilgrimage to come back to home base. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.